This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. The newly strong U.S. focus on the security of international flights produced another cancellation today. British Airways scrapped a scheduled flight from London to Washington, D.C. Officials had ordered extra screening for the same flight yesterday when it landed in the U.S. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
U.S. officials have been focusing their attention on foreign carriers since the Homeland Security alert level was moved to orange or high nearly 2 weeks ago. Yesterday, that scrutiny came to bear on British Airways Flight 223 as it landed at Dulles International Airport, located in Virginia, just outside the nation's capital. Jennifer Marty is a spokesperson for the Transportation Security Administration.
That particular flight landed and was taken to a remote location where the passengers and the luggage on board were reverse screened.
That means passengers waiting to leave that plane had to go through the screening process that usually takes place before they board. Passengers sat in the plane for several hours as it sat in an isolated location on the tarmac. Names and IDs were checked, and so was all the baggage. The FBI raised the alert about Flight 223 and asked for the extra screening, but the agency would not say why. Foreign carriers are required to send passenger information to the U.S. for screening before takeoff, and British Airways spokesperson John Lample says that for nearly a year, British Airways has been sending that data soon after reservations are made to begin the screening process as early as possible.
So that whether it is an air raid situation, whether there's a passenger that's misbehaving, whether there's a passenger that seems to be inebriated, you want to stop the problem from occurring before the flight embarks.
No one was arrested and no prohibited items were found on board, but John Lample says that today the airline was told to go one step further.
Now today, Thursday, the British government has advised British Airways not to operate the flight, and so we have canceled Flight 223 that was due to operate again from Heathrow Airport, London, to Dulles Airport.
The U.S. has been putting a lot of pressure on foreign governments and airlines, requiring air marshals on designated flights and canceling others. U.S. officials asked that several Air France flights be canceled at Christmas time and asked Mexico to raise security levels at its international airports. Yesterday, U.S. intelligence led to the cancellation of an Aeromexico flight headed to LAX, which has been viewed as a target for terrorists. A spokesperson for the Mexican government complained that officials there did not get an adequate explanation for the cancellation. U.S. officials said, in fact, it was Mexico that decided to cancel the flight based on that U.S. intelligence. Either way, Daryl Jenkins of Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University says there's little question the U.S. has the right to take the lead here.
The United States government certainly within its right to do things like require foreign carriers, they have air marshals coming in, and they can do this since they have the regulatory power.
U.S. officials would not discuss what sense it made to cancel a flight and then allow passengers to move to another plane headed for the same destination, or why they would screen passengers and luggage after a flight had landed safely. Whether or not these moves actually improve security, they are clearly pushing foreign governments and air carriers to improve their security screening procedures or risk cancellations and delays that aren't likely to make customers happy. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.